Get ready for robots made with human flesh. Oh my gosh, that just gives you chills. Humanoid robots would wear tissue grafts before transplantation. Two University of Oxford biomedical researchers are calling for robots to be built with real human tissue. So is this what the trans movement's all about? And they say the technology is there if we only choose to develop it. Writing in Science Robotics, Pierre-Alex Mathoy and Andrew Carr argue that humanoid robots could be the exact tool we need to create muscle and tendon grafts that actually work. Right now, tissue engineering relies on bioreactors to grow sheets of cells. These machines often look like large fish tanks, filled with a rich soup of nutrients and chemicals. That just sounds disgusting. Come on. The problem, explained Mathai and Carr, is that bioreactors currently fail to mimic the real mechanical environment for cells. In other words, human cells and muscles and tendons grow while being stretched and moved around on our skeletons without experiencing these natural stresses. The tissue grafts produced by researchers often have a broad range of structural problems and low cell counts. That's where robots come in. The researchers propose a humanoid bioreactor system with structures, dimensions, and mechanics similar to those of the human body. Humanoid robots. Humanoid robots. Real humanoid robots with human flesh. Alert. Science will now attempt to bring back the dead. Biotech company granted ethical permission to reanimate dead brains. You guys may remember this from last year. I wanted to alert you guys to the follow-up on this one. This is the year that they can do this. They've got about 20 participants who have been medically certified as being brain dead and are only kept from decomposing by life support machines. They're going to be the participants in this Reanima project. And of course, this Reanima project is done by BioCork. And they are trying to bring these brains back to life. I mean, that just sounds like zombies. Sounds nuts. To undertake such a complex initiative, we are combing biologic regenerative medicine tools with other existing medical devices typically used for stimulation and for the central nervous system in patients with other severe disorders of consciousness, said Ira Pastor, the CEO of BioCork Inc., as reported by The Telegraph. We hope to see the results within the first 2 to 3 months. As to when exactly they are starting this, I am not sure, but I do know that it's this year. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you become an unlimited member. That way you get the latest exclusives that we produce bi-weekly. I want to thank you again for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.